Parshas Ekev. The first pasuk starts off, V'hoyo Ekev Tishmun Eis HaMishpotim U'Eile U'Shemartem V'Asisem Oisem. Ekev Tishmun means, and the consequence will be, like if you listen to the Mishpotim, to the Torah, U'Shemartem V'Asisem Oisem, you'll do them, V'Shomar Hashem L'Kech L'Chuas Abris V'Yesachesed Ha'Shenish Palavosechem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch and give us back the bris and the chesed that He promised to our fathers. And the famous Rashi here says that what does Ekev mean? Im ha-mitzvois kalois, she'odom dosh ba'akevoim, the easy mitzvahs that people just step on them with their heels. Tishmun, if you watch even these mitzvahs, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch the promise that He promised to our fathers. In other words, Ekev here means like the heel. The small mitzvahs that we're not nizi, we don't care about, if we'll watch them we'll get a lot of schar back. And the pshat from Rashi is really like the end of the last parsha. It said that v'yodatu ki Hashem Elokecha hu Elokim hokel haneman shemer abris v'yachesed liyoy havov u'lishomrei mitzvois avdel avdor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch and give His promise, His chesed, to the beloved people. He'll give it to even 1,000 generations afterwards. In other words, it was talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give reward to the future generations because of their fathers. Now the Pasuk is saying this is only if you watch even the small mitzvahs that people are dash sample over. But if you're not going to watch these small mitzvahs, then you will not be zeichet to have this bris. And really there's a medrash that says that David HaMelech also said like this. In the Pasuk in Tehillim it says in Kapitel Mem Tes that David HaMelech said, Lama ira b'mei ro, like who should I fear in the days of bed? Avoina kevai yesu beni. It's the sins that I trotted upon that surrounds me. And the Medrash says on this that Oma David HaMelech, Aini misiorim fnei hachamuras. I'm not afraid about the hard averus or the hard mitzvahs. Lamash hein chamurus, even though the hard mitzvahs, the hard averus, I'm not afraid of those. Avlani misyor mefnei hakalis, but I am afraid of the easy mitzvahs. Lamash hein kalis, because they're so easy to do. This is the lashon of the Medrash in Tanchuma. And the Mashgiach, Rabbi Yeruchim, Tzatzal, is masbit like this, that the chamurus, a very important mitzvah, or a very important avera, even if you can't watch it, even if you don't do the mitzvah, even if you do the Averim, but it bothers you. You feel bad that you didn't do this mitzvah. And you'll have charot, you do tshuva, and eventually you'll take away the Averim. Ma'ashen kein, small mitzvahs, small Averis, once you do it once or twice, it means nothing to you. You don't even think about it anymore. You don't even realize you're doing the Averim. So you'll never come to do tshuva on it. So therefore, David HaMelech was very afraid about the small Averis, the small mitzvahs, that maybe you'll forget about them at all. And for that is a tremendous einish. So that's what Rashi is saying here. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, like, I plan to give you plenty of reward for the mitzvahs you do. However, be careful even with the small mitzvahs. And don't feel, it's nothing, doesn't mean that much. There is nothing, I'm ruggling doing it. Even on these small things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after. And on these small ones, if you don't really watch yourself, you'll come to... It will stop you from receiving the reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you. The Kliyok here want to say that the word Ekev means like the heel. In other words, we're talking about the mitzvahs that you do when you are walking. In other words, going to Beis HaMedrash, to listen to Torah, to go to Mevakeh Chayla, Halvoyes Hameis, V'nichum Avelim, that you mekayim these mitzvahs, for this HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back reward. The Rabbeinu Bechaya wants to say that Lashon Ekev is like a heel. In other words, that's the lowest part of the body. In other words, it doesn't mean that much. So in other words, the schar, the reward that we receive in this world for doing mitzvahs, that's not the main reward. That's not the ikur. That's only a small amount of the reward, like the ikur. But the real reward, that will be in Olam Haba. The Yohar Chaim also asked the question, why did the first word V'hoya doing here? Really, it could have just started off, Ekev Tishmun Eisa Mishpatim Weila. Like if you would listen to these Mishpatim, and then you get reward. Why does that have to start off Vahoya and it will be? What's the Vahoya doing here? Do you want to say, really, it's a Gemara in Chazal, a Gemara says in Megillah, So when it says the word v'hoyo, it means a lashon of simcha, of doing it with happiness. In other words, the main tzchar we'll receive for mitzvahs is if we do the mitzvahs b'simcha. We are happy when we do the mitzvah. Really, like the Balamusa say, that if a person really wants to know how much reward he's going to get for the mitzvahs he does, he should see how much simcha, how happy he is when he does the mitzvah. If it gives him tremendous amount of simcha, of happiness, he should know he's really doing that mitzvah. It really means a lot to him. He'll receive a tremendous amount of reward. But if you do the mitzvahs, it doesn't give you that much happiness. You don't feel anything. You feel like you're just forced upon it. That's how much reward you will also receive back. So here, when the pasuk is talking about the reward, you will see it's very good why it starts off with lashon of v'hoyo. You should do the mitzvahs besimcha, with happiness. The Svasemis explains here, the Medrash Tanchuma, that the Medrash Tanchuma brings down of this drasha that Rashi brings down of the mitzvahs kala shodem dashvoi, the pasuk of b'shomro mekavro marav tubcho. In other words, he explains it like this, that the mitzvahs kalas, these small mitzvahs, people don't do that to receive reward. To get reward, you want to do nice big mitzvahs, important mitzvahs, you think for that you get a lot of reward back. These small mitzvahs to be nizaron, that shows that you have Yirat Shamayim, you're doing it totally because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. If somebody wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem, then he's very makpid even to do the small mitzvahs to be careful from the small averis. So for such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves and watches the schar to give him back a tremendous amount of reward. Since the Asiyas HaMitzvah, when he did them, he did not do it al menas lekabel schar, but rather totally l'shem Shemayim. That's what the pasuk is saying. If you do the mitzvahs not al menas lekabel schar, you should know then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you back a tremendous amount of reward. Then Pasuk Tezbovit says, V'heisir Hashem imecho kol cheli, Hashem will take away from you all sicknesses, V'chol madve mitzrayim haroyim asher yodatam, it's all the evil diseases that were in the mitzrayim that you know about, is lo yisimam boch, Hashem will not put it upon you, but rather nesonam b'chol asaynechem, HaKadosh Baruch will put them upon all the people that hate you. So the question of Farshim asks is that first it says, V'hisir Hashem imcho, Hashem will take away from you. Mashma, you have the sickness, and then Hashem will take it away from us. And then the Pasuk says, Lo yisim boch, Hashem won't put it upon us. Mashma, at the beginning, we will not have the sickness. Also the Pasuk says, Asher yodata, that you know. The question is, how do we know about the sicknesses that the Mitzrayim had? So some of Farshim want to answer the Pshat is that the Medrash, I think, says, the Sif Sekoim brings it down, that in Mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim got all the makas, all the different diseases, it went upon Klai Yisrael just a drop. Just that they should have a taste, they should know how much the Mitzrayim are suffering. And right away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from them. So that's shot from this Pasuk. That V'heisir Hashem Imcho, Hashem will take away from you any sicknesses that or diseases that happened to the Mitzrayim that you know about. In other words, you also felt it. You know how they felt all the time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from you. Now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reif, when Hashem heals you, you should know such a healing is a healing forever, that lo yisim mabach, like it will never come back to you anymore. If a doctor heals you, it's possible later it will come back again. But here the Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is going to heal us, and therefore it will never come back again to us. Agav, the Gros says in this Pasuk that the Pshat in the Haggadah by Pesach, it's a machlekes exactly how many makas happened to the Mitzrayim. Some say 50, some say 200, and some say 250. And the question is, my nafkamina, how many there were or not? So the Vilna Gaon wants to say it's nafkamina with this Pasuk. But here the Pasuk is saying that all the sicknesses and diseases that happened to the Mitzrayim won't happen to us. So it's an afkumina, how many diseases there were at that time. Like if we had 250 diseases, makas at that time, we should know, to us, it won't happen either one of those 250. If there were only 50, so then we only have aftaka not to have 50 diseases. So it's an afkumina, how many sicknesses were then, in order to understand Pshan this Pasuk, how much of a promise we have that it would not come upon us. Then the Pasuk goes on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, V'yochalto es kol amim asher Hashem lekecha noisein loch, that you should eat them up. In other words, you have to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, kill them out. Loisochus ein chalayim. Don't have any mercy, any pity upon them. Then the Pasuk says, Ki soima bilvovcha, the person could say in his heart, Rabim hagoyim elu mimen yechu chalarisham, there are too many goyim, too many people, how could I win the mechama? Like Rashi says, since now there was the tzivui to go and wipe out all the people living in Eretz Yisrael, maybe you could say in your heart, you're afraid of them. So we learn out here from this parsha now an inyan of Yiras Hashem. Who are you supposed to be afraid of? The Pasuk says, Loisira mehem, don't be afraid of them. Zocha tizkores asheros Hashem lekech lefaro l'chol mitroyim. Remember all the great nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Paro and to all the Mitzrayim. They were much more there, they were much stronger then. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu did HaMasas HaGadolus, V'yora HaZoka, all the great nisim that we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So we see Hashem has the power. Therefore the Pasuk says that Lo Yisaroitz Mipnehem, you should not be terrified from them. Ki Hashem Elokecha b'kirbecha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Kel Godol v'noira. He is the one you're supposed to fear. So the Chayv HaSavavos brings down from here that there's such an inyan not to be afraid of anybody. You're not allowed to have yira to be pachat, to be afraid of somebody. If somebody did something nice to you and you want to give him respect, that you're allowed to do. But to give somebody respect because you're afraid of him, that you're not supposed to do. Like the Pasuk says here, Lo Yisaroitz Mipneihem, don't be afraid of them. Why? Because Kel Godol v'noira. Who is the one we are supposed to fear? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we fear somebody else, that is taking away, as if to say, we don't only fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we fear other people also. And there's a tremendous limit what it means to have really Yiras Hashem, to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nothing could be done without him. And therefore we don't have fear of anybody else, only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Pesukim talk about that when we do go into Eretz Yisrael, we should make sure to destroy their Avodah Zarah and not to want them, because it's a Tu'eva, it's something disgusting. Then the Pasuk says, Lo Yisovi So'eva O'Beisecha, don't bring the Avodah Zarah into your house. Lo Yisa Cherem Kamo, the Shakas, the Shakzeno, the Satas Aveno, Ki Cherem Hu. Like you're not supposed to have any hanor, any enjoyment at all, from the Avodah Zarah. And from here, the Gemara Dashin, then the Chinuch brings down the two mitzvahs, that we're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Avodah Zarah itself. Umim Sham Sheho, or Hu Adin Mitak Rubas Avodah Zarah. Anything you bring to worship an Avodah Zarah, anything the Goyim bring to give to the Avodah Zarah, is also Asa Bahanor. Not only the Avodah Zarah itself, but the Tak Rubas, what you give to it, is also Asa Bahanor. And then in Perek Ches, the Pasuk says that Kol HaMitzvah Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha HaYoyim Etishmurun. It's all the mitzvahs that I command you today, you should watch. Lasois Laman Tichyu Nerevisen Uvosem Yerishtem Esoras Hashanish Vashem Lavasechem. In order that you should live and increase and go into Eretz Yisrael. So first of all it says, do the mitzvahs Laman Tichyu, that you will live. In other words, our chiyas we get is through the mitzvahs. Like the Gemara always says, there's remach, mitzvahs, mitzvahs esay, keneged remach evorim, and shesa, mitzvahs loisasay, keneged egidim. In other words, our life of the body is because of the mitzvahs we do. Now the question Mepharshim asks is, how come the Pasuk starts off with kol ha-mitzvah sharonichi mitzavuch hayoyim, is a loshon yochid talking to one person, then it says, tishmurun lasois, laman tichyun, a loshon rabim, everybody will live from it. So why does it start off with a Lashon Yochid and then end off with a Lashon Rabin? This could be the way Rashi brings down the drosha from the Medrash, that Rashi says in the Medrash Agoda, in Ischalto b'mitzvah gemoroisa. If you start the mitzvah, make sure you finish it. Sheino nikres elo Hashem ha-goymim. The mitzvah is only called upon the person that finishes it. So it could be that sometimes you start the mitzvah and somebody else finishes it. So the other person, he gets the schar for it. It's like start out with one, and it ends up with the second person, he gets the reward for it. The Kliyoka wants to say that Kol HaMitzvah, it's a Lashon Yochid. Because Baruch Hu, like he was talking to the Tzadikim, to anybody. If you do a mitzvah b'shleimus, you should know because of you, you could be Machriya, the Kol Olam Kulu L'Katzchus, and it'll come out that the whole world will be Zoche T'chayis, to live because of you. So it's like a shmirah to know how careful you have to do every mitzvah. to make sure to do it, don't only think I'm only one person, it's only one mitzvah. But because of the one mitzvah you do, it's possible you're going to keep the whole world alive because of that. So Lashon Yochid, then to Lashon Rabbim, that the Yochid, B'schus HaYochid, sometimes the whole world gets its chiyus. Then Pasuk Gimel it says, Vayancho, Vayarivecho, Vayalchilcho Esamon. It's Vayancho that Hashem afflicted you. Vayarivecho, and He suffered you that you had hunger. Vayachilcho Esamon. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Montit, Asher lo yodato v'lo yodun abasecho, that you did not know and your father did not know. Laman, in order, Hoydiacho, to teach us, Ki lo yalalechem levada yich yodun. A person does not only live from the bread, ki al kol moitza pi Hashem yichyodim, but rather from the words that come out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we live from. So, first of all, the question is, what does it mean that first Hashem gave us pain and gave us hunger, and then He gave us the mon? The chur, when we had the mon, it was always a shvach, it was something good for Klai Yisrael. It was a special type of food, it was lechem alochem, it's brought down. Any type of taste you wanted, it tasted like. What does the Pasuk say? Vayarivecho, Hashem first put hunger. Must when we have pains from the mon. So the Das Kainer Baal HaTos wants to learn that, like the Gemara says, that the Pasuk really says it, Hashem only gave them the mon, Dvar Yom V'Yomai. In other words, they did not have today for tomorrow what to eat. And that's called Ravon, that's called hunger. K'mashoma Chazal, Ein Adoim V'Mishiyesh Loi Pas V'Salo L'Mishen Loi. It's not like somebody that has food and his basket to somebody that does not have any food in your basket. In other words, since they did not have food for tomorrow, they only had for today, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayancho, and Vayarivecho, that they had pain and hunger, that they felt bad they didn't have for tomorrow. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this is, really in order that we should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the famous Moshe, if you give your son money once a week, so he only sees you once a week, if you wanted to see you more often, you give him the money once a day for every day. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Klai Yisrael. He wanted that Klai Yisrael should have bitochen and rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. But I call upon him, it was called Vayancho and Vayarivecho. That's the way the Das Kainim says. The Arachayim wants to learn the Pshat is really, it was a complete shvach. In other words, really when you're traveling on the road, it's very hard to eat, you sweat a lot, and even if you do eat the food, it doesn't go down so easy. And like when you do eat the food, then you have pain from eating it. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. Even though Klai Yisrael now was traveling through the Midbar, and really when you eat food then, it should give pain to you. You're not used to it. You're traveling. It's too hard for you. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mon that was a tremendous shvach that it appealed to everyone. And it satisfied everyone. Other Mefarshim learned that the Pshat is, like the Psukim say, in Bamidbar we had, that Klai Yisrael complained about the mon. And they said, V'yato navsheni yivei shein kol bilti elamon enenu. And the Mefarshim say, really, the reason why Klai Yisrael were not happy with it was because they were not really able to see the food. They only saw the mon. But the way it satisfied them, the way it tasted good, they were not able to see the food. In other words, it did not change into real food. They only saw the mon, they did not see the food. And if you don't see the food, it doesn't give you enough tannic, enough oinik. Like from here we learn out, really, there's an inyan of oinik Shabbos, is to have hadlokas haneris. The Shasta Suda, you should have light. Because when you have light and you're able to see the food, that also satisfies you more. That's shot over here also. Vayancha ve'arivecha means that since they did not see the actual food, though it was very good food. Now the pshat from the end of the pasuk that says, a person doesn't only live from the food, from the bread. A person lives from the moitza, what comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. What does that mean? So they say over the Kut Yatar from the Ari Zatzal used to say that the pshat is in every food, there's two parts to it. There's the outside, the chitzonius, that nourishes the body itself. And there's the pnim, inside the food, that nourishes the neshama also. From food, the neshama gets its mazon. And really it's brought down that the whole world was created, the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, and the Asar Mamaras Nivroilim. In other words, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and created the world, his Dibur went into everything in this world. And therefore he says, when we say a bracha on the food before we eat it, when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, that's misorer the koiches aruchniyim that's in the pnim of the Meichel. In other words, the Dvar Hashem, when Hashem said the world should be, his dibur went into everything in the food. So the ruchnius is in the food because of the Dvar Hashem. Therefore, when we eat the food and we make a bracha first, it causes the Dvar Hashem of the food, the ruchnius of the food, to nourish our neshama. So that's the way the Rizat Tzal says Pshan this posik. Ki lo yal alechem levado yich yodim. We don't only live from the outside food that we see, but rather ki al kol moitze pi Hashem yich yodim. It's from the Dvar Hashem, the inside, the ruchnius that's in the food, the Dvar Hashem that Hashem said it should be, his Dvar Hashem, the Asar Mamoros Nivroilam, is in the food. And when we eat it, that Dvar Hashem is made in the Neshama also. However, Poshep Shat you learn is where the Das came about. Taisa says is that a person should not put all his trust in the food and the Mezoinus, but rather put your trust in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, to realize the more mitzvahs that we do, the more life we will have, we will receive. We will receive Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. Then the Pasuk says, V'yodatim l'vavecho, you should know in your heart, ki kasher yaser ish es benoi. The same way your son, like hits his, the same way your father hits his son, Hashem l'kecho miyasrecho. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives us Yisurim. In other words, when our father hits his son, it's not because he hates him, he's mean, but he just wants to show him the right way. The same way when Hashem gives us Yisurim, gives us pain, it's also only to show us the right way. It's machmat, it's avam, that he loves us. The next pasuk says, v'shamatas mitzvot Hashem l'kecho l'echot v'chodrochob u'liyiru oisai. You should watch the mitzvahs and have yira, have fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the mitzvah sasei of yiras Hashem, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Farshim say the reason why the pasuk puts this mitzvah right now is because before it just said that Hashem loves us so much, so he gives us Yisurim, he gives us pain only to make us good. So a person would think, if so, I could do as many averus as I want, because even if I get punishment, it's only Hashem has rachmanis, does it with love to make us better, so it won't be so bad. The pasuk has to tell us no. You should know there's still a mitzvah of liyiroi so. You have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not do any averus. And then the pasuk says, Ki Hashem lekecha meviyach al eretz toiv eretz nachle moyim ayonas ayimas yetz meviko b'hor. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chit, the Seir of Geffen Hesayna, Riman Eretz Ayashem Nadvosh, Eretz Hashalabi Miskenus, Teicha Bolechem. We're going to eat bread. We're going to have enough bread. There's not going to be any scarceness of bread. Lesechza kol bo. Nothing's going to be missing. Eretz Hashar Avonera Barzel Meharareha Tachsef Nechoshes. A land that its mountains, that its stones are iron, and out of the mountains, you can make a copper. Now, the Gemara in Brochus Dashins from these psukim here, that starts off saying, Ki kasher yaser ish es b'nei Hashem l'kecho miyasrecho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yisurim, gives us pain, and then it talks about going into Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in Brochus on the Fei Dashins, that Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yechoy Yoimim, Ksiv kasher yaser ish es b'nei Hashem l'kecho miyasrecho, the Somach Leki Hashem l'kecho miyasrecho l'Eretz Toivo, Melame, it comes to teach us, Shele nitno Eretz Yisrael l'Yisrael, Eli Ayde Yisurim. Klai Yisrael was only zechah to go into Eretz Yisrael with first they received Yisurim. They had pain. Then they were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And what is the pshat? Why did they have to have Yisurim first? So the Torah Tmima once explained that the Yisoid of going into Eretz Yisrael wasn't only to have Hanor, to have the enjoyment of the land. Even though the Pasuk says how great it is and the food is tremendous there, but that's not the main purpose why we went into Eretz Yisrael. We went into Eretz Yisrael, like we learned before, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to go in order to do the mitzvahs. There are plenty of mitzvahs, avodas Hashem, that we could do in Eretz Yisrael. So the Akdama, before we went into Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yisurim, as this to teach us, to put us on the right derech, to tell us, to teach us, don't only go after the Hanor of Olam Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. Even though the fruit, the land is great, and you may just go in there to just have the enjoyment of it, so Hashem gave us Yisurim as if our father loves his son, to teach him the right derech, to show us the right derech, the right way to go into Eretz Yisrael, is to feel mainly, worry about doing the mitzvahs there, doing the avodas Hashem there, mitzvah Hashem to have the base of Migdash, to bring the kabbonis there. That's the reason why we're going into Eretz Yisrael. And like this, it's also very good in the next pasuk, the way the Gemara darshins, that the pasuk says, Eretz asher lo demiskenus toicha bolechem. This is going to be a land that the bread there is not going to be scarce. Nothing is going to be missing. Eretz asher avuneho barzel, that the stones are iron, umeharareho taktsav nechoshes, and from the mountains you'll be able to take out copper. Now this, the Gemara dashens, what does it mean? Avuneho barzel, omer ababa, kol talmud chochem, shenekosher kabazel and talmud chochem, shenemra eretz asher avuneho barzel, atikra avuneho elo boineho. That the Pasuk is talking about the Bainim, the people that are building up this world. Who is building up this world? The Talmidei Chachamim. So who is going to build up Eretz Yisrael? That's the Talmidei Chachamim. Now, the people, when you go into Eretz Yisrael and you learn Torah there, that's the way you're going to build up and keep Eretz Yisrael. It's very good. This Pasuk now is talking about the Hanoah, the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, but it also puts into it that who's going to keep Eretz Yisrael, who's going to really build it up and keep it, not the architectures, but rather the Talmidei Chachamim that are going to sit and learn Torah there. The Torah is going to build up Eretz Yisrael. Now, Stam on the Pasuk, Mefarshim asked the question, like, what's the Chiddush of Asher L'Demeskenus Teicha Bolechem? You're going to have bread to eat. There's not going to be a scarceness of bread. Then it says, L'Sechso Kobo, nothing is going to be missing. So when you're talking about bread, bread is a simple type of food. Anybody can eat bread. Once it says, L'Sechso Kobo, you're not going to be missing anything, then all other types of food you're going to have. So what does the Pasuk have to say? You can have bread also. Like Chita. Bread is the least amount of food. So Mefarshim want to say, and the Yalkut HaLevi once said that the pshat is that the lechem, the bread of Eretz Yisrael, is going to be so good and so meshuvach and taste so good that even a rich person is not going to have to eat more than lechem. So the Pasuk has to talk mainly about the lechem. Hashal b'meskenus toyecha bo lechem. The main food that you need in Eretz Yisrael, because it's so great, is going to be its lechem. And there's going to be plenty of lechem. So then it says, L'sechso kolba yishnov will also be everything else there also. But the shvach is about the lechem of Eretz Yisrael is going to be so great. And then the next pasuk, the famous mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon, to bench after you eat, that the pasuk says, V'yochalto v'savoto, you should eat and be satisfied, u'veirachto es Hashem ulekechem. And you should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say yibrocha, say Birchas Hamazon back, aloret chatoiv ashenos aloch. On this land, the good land that Hashem gave us. Then the pasuk right after Sheni says, Hishom alecho, be careful, ten tishkach as Hashem alekechem. Maybe you come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Levilti shemor mitzvoyso v'mishpote v'chukosu v'sharnechi mitzavuch hayoim. And maybe you forget to do the mitzvahs. Ten toicha v'savoto, you'll only go into Eretz Yisrael, like we said before, and eat from the good fruits, only have the enjoyment of Eretz Yisrael. V'savoto, you'll be filled. Uvotim toivim tibna v'yashofta, and you'll build up nice houses there. Or the korach of v'tzayincha yirbiyun, you'll have a good flock of sheep. The chesed is of yirbaloch, the chol ha-shelecho yirbi, you'll have a lot. And therefore, v'rom levovcho, your heart will become very high. V'shachach tos Hashem lekecha, you'll forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ha-masiyach ha-meretz mitzayim v'beis avodim. In other words, like we were saying before, the Pasuk now is talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael. And true, Eretz Yisrael has a tremendous amount of hano, a tremendous amount of olam hazeh. The fruits, the peris, the growing, everything is very good there. You could become very rich there. And you go into Eretz Yisrael just for the riches, you should know it's very possible you come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come to think everything comes from Koichav Yetzim Yodi, it's what I'm doing, I'm the one that's making the food, making the money, and you're going to come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Pasuk is telling us to be very careful to do the mitzvahs. And by doing the mitzvahs, that's the way you'll be able to go into Eretz Yisrael and keep it there. Like we said before, the Talmidei Chachamim, coming into Eretz Yisrael and doing the mitzvahs, that's what's going to keep Eretz Yisrael going. And that's why the Pasuk says now, B'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. You have to know when you do eat, and when you do satisfy yourself, when you do have enjoyment from this world, you have to right away give a bracha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, to realize that even the olam hazeh, even the enjoyment that we have, also we have to thank comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not what we ourselves created. Because if we think it's what we ourselves created, we come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the hemshech of these psukim. If you stam eat and enjoy and have a good time, you're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the eitz of the way out is that even if you do have the enjoyment, like the Gemara Darshins, also lehenes me'olam hazeh b'loy brocha, you're not allowed to take any enjoyment without making a brocha. In other words, you have to realize that the enjoyment is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's enjoyment. He's the one that gave it to us. So therefore, just the opposite. You won't come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you make a brocha, but through the enjoyment, you'll only come to realize and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. And really, there's Yerushalmi like that. Yerushalmi says that every Jew is also lipin esadin al kol toiv shabalom azeh shleinenu mimenu. The Yerushalmi says that any time there's a good type of enjoyment, like a good fruit, a good food to eat, and you did not eat it, you're going to have to give a din, you'll have to give a reason to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why you did not eat it. So it's mashal from the Yerushalmi that it's something good to eat. Anything good, it's something good to eat. What's the pshat? The pshat is because if you go and take the enjoyment, and you make a bracha, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that you come to realize the greatness of Hashem. Like, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put these things on this world? Because He wanted us to have enjoyment from it. He wanted the Klal Yisrael to have Hano of Olam Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. But just that He wants that we should not come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of it, but rather we should go and make a bracha. We should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. And realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's giving us this Taiva. And because of this, we'll come to have a bigger Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So by making a bracha, that's the skula to keep, to take the hanor, take the enjoyment, and remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the opposite way, the way the Pasuk is saying is that maybe you'll forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, turn over. Then the Pasuk Tezayin says that HaMachilcho Mon Banidbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mon to eat in the Midbar, Asher Lo Yodu Na'avasecha, that your fathers did not know, L'man Na'anoyscha, in order again to afflict you, in order to try you, in order to give you good at the end. In other words, the Pasuk Mama says it over again, repeats it like it said before, that by the month it was an inyan of Anoischo, Hashem gave us pain, and Hashem tried us out, gave us tests. And the Chofetz Chaim speaks out about this, that this is the yesod in the life of a Jew. A Jew has to know that at certain times things go bad, and it's only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to test you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you still do the mitzvah Hashem, if you still have bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you still rely on Hashem. Sometimes when things go bad, the first thing you do is you give up hope. You feel terrible, you can't talk to the person, he's ois mensch. He has no bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not so good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes tests you. He tries you out to see how much bitachon you really have on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is only, you should know, for our benefit. L'heitivcho b'yachri secha, the Pasuk says, that it should be good for us at the end. And that's the pshat also, he says in the Chazal, that there were three matonas toivas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and kulam were nitnu al yidei Yisurim. That's Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And that's the pshat, that's the way he learns pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Yisurim first in order to test us out, to see if we really deserve it, if we're really going to do it the Shem Shemayim. And with this, we'll only get much more schar in Olam Haba. Now, from the pasuk before that we said of Rom Levovecha, that you have to be careful, you should not become a Bagaivanit. You should lift up, exalt your heart. V'shachachtos Hashem Olakech, and you come to forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, Farshim said, this is a lav and azorah, not to be a Bagaivanit. Not to be, make yourself exalt, to think that you're great. And the pshat is, because the more you think you're great, the more you're going to come to forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's considered like you oivet avoy dezorah, like the Chazal Dashins. And the pshat is because the person was created on this world to be lahaki gudelos hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu lovdoi. The person was created in order to realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we want to do avodah, like to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way we're makir tov and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by doing avodah, by doing the mitzvahs. Now, the more you're mizgoyer, the more you think great about yourself, you don't realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's a stira to being over Hashem. And therefore, Chazal say it's kilu kaifa by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Chazal also say, b'chol ha-mizgoye lo yokum etchia. Whoever is a ba-gaivenik won't be able to stand up at tchia sameisim. Hu adin Chazal dashin, it also holds back the gula, the Mashiach. The Chazal say that shein bein David bo, elim kem yichlu tchila ba-le gaiva. That Mashiach won't come until first it's taken away the people that are ba-gaivenik hold great upon themselves. In other words, the whole yisoid of the Mashiach is the gula shleim is, that everybody will see, everybody will come to be able to realize to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the more of a Bagaivanit you are, the more you think great upon yourself, the more you think great upon yourself, you can't see greatness in somebody else, and you won't be able to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that stops the Mashiach from coming. And because this is such an important thing, the Pesukim here, Mamash, repeat it over and over again, Pesuk after Pesuk. Says again, Pesuk Yotes, if you come to forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is because of before Verom Levovecha, because you became a Balgaiva too high, then you come to do Avodah Zorah. That's what Chazal Dashin. If you have a Gaiva in you, it's Kilo Oivet Avodah Zorah. because that causes you to forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go against, not to realize the greatness, the toivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. And the psukim go on, even after Shlishi talks about the same thing again, that al toimer a person should not say b'levavcho in his heart, v'hadoif Hashem l'kech oisam l'fanecha lemer, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like throughout all the going from Eretz Yisrael, you should say, v'titkosi haviyani Hashem l'reshes hasarat hazois. Don't think great upon yourself to think it's my greatness, because the tikkosi, that's why we were zecha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Rishas ha'goyim me'la Hashem rishas m'fanecha. In other words, again, don't come about Gaivinik, don't speak great upon yourself. And then the psukim go on, a whole parsha of, that's not true, that loivitz it cost, it's not because you were great, but of course, Baruch Hu took us into Eretz Yisrael, fakert, you did all the bad things, you made Hashem angry, Moshe Rabbeinu had to break the luchais. He goes through the parshas of all the bad that Klai Yisrael did, when Moshe had to be mespala back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now really, the Gemara in Chulin, on the Pei Tes Amar Aleph, Dashin's a posik, in Bo'etchanin, we had last week's parsha, that there the posik said, Loi me'rubchem mikolamim choshek Hashem bochem, it's not because we are the great nation, we have many people that Hashem loves us, v'yivcha bochem ki atem hama'at mikolamim, but rather because we're the small nation, we're the smallest of everybody. That's why Hashem loves us. That's the posting in Devarim Zayin Zayin. And on this, the Gemara Dashens, we omer chachmeinu zechwenu lebrochom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, choshek ani bochem, the reason why I love you, she'af api shani mashpil lechem gedula, because even though I give you greatness, einatem misravivim lefonaku metalolu, you don't think great upon yourself, like the other goyim, but you make yourself low, you have the mid of anova, the opposite of gaiva. Nosati gdulu li Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave greatness to Avram Avinu. Oma, what did Avram Avinu say? V'yonoichi off of Eifer. Nosati gdulu li Moshe li Aaron Omru, v'nachnu mo. David Omar, v'yonoichi li Selas v'loyish. Cherpas odm v'zuyom. So the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, why he picked Klai Yisrael, is because by Kert we have the mid of anova. We are humble. By being humble, that's the way we're mekabel, we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the opposite way, that's what this parsha is repeating itself over and over again, with the need of gaiva, of thinking great upon yourself, you only come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now after Chamishi, the pasuk says, Ziyato Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Mo Hashem Olakech Hashom Miyimioch, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu demand from us? Kiyim Liyiro Es Hashem Olakech. Only to have fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it goes on, Lolechet B'chol D'rochot, to go in all his ways, Uliyavo Yisrael, and to love him, V'lavo Yides Hashem Elokecha, and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'chol Lovovcha V'chol Nafshecha, with all your heart and with all your soul. Then it goes on, Lishmer as Mitzvah Hashem, Echokoysam Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayoyim, L'toiv Loch, that listen, to do the mitzvahs, because it will be good for you. Like we once spoke out, the Indian, what will be good for us is, that's the rot, and that's what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants us to do mitzvahs in order that He Himself would be able to do good to us. Rakol ponim, the kash everybody asks is that the pasuk starts off like, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? As if to say it's like a nothing. Only to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Hashem wants. But then the pasuk goes on, Lelechet B'chol D'rochot, to go in His ways, Li'avo, to love, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Lavov V'chol Nafshecha. So why does it start off with such a lashon like, what does Hashem ask? Only ki'im liyir, only to have yir with the fear of Hashem. The pasuk is saying much, much, much more. And secondly, the old ask is, the Gemara asks the question, v'chimilsa zut v'sehi. Is like this thing to have yir with Hashem, to fear Hashem, such a small thing that the pasuk says, ki'im only. It's a very hard thing to have yir with Hashem. And the Gemara in Brachas on Aflamad Gil Amid Beis answers and says, in yes, legabe moisha milsa zut v'sehi. By Moshe Rabbeinu, this mitzvah to have Yiras Hashem was a very easy mitzvah. So the question everybody asks is good. Nagei to Moshe Rabbeinu, at his madrig was very easy to have Yiras Hashem. But here the apostle is talking about to the whole Klai Yisrael. It's talking to us also. And it says, V'yata Yisrael, like now to Klai Yisrael. Mo Hashem l'tech Hashem yimoch. What is Hashem asking, demanding from us? Only kiyim l'yira es Hashem l'techa. The question is, even though it's easy for Moshe, for the Chur, for us, it's a very hard mitzvah. So why does it say this Lashon of Kiyin? And some of Farshim want to answer, the Kliyok wrote itself like this, that the Pshat is, since by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was very easy, this Midah of Yiras Hashem, whoever is close to Moshe, that door, In other words, Pasuk says V'ata means like right now. The Dor HaMidbar, you that are living with Moshe Rabbeinu, you have such a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu to learn from. It's very easy to get this midah of Yiras Hashem. When you have such a big tzaddik, if you learn from him, it's very easy to receive the midas from him. So what does it have to do with us? Like really it says the psukim later, ready of Parsha Shiralef, it says that the pasuk later goes on, a few psukim later, the Yadatim Hayim, Hashem is telling us you should know. I'm not talking to the children that did not see the great nisim that Hashem did. As godly as Yodah Chazak is running to you. Yes, I say so. To say that the Pesukim talk about now, the great nisim again that Kodesh Baruch Hu did by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Asher Osalachem, by Midbar, Adoichem, and Amokam Azer, all the 40 years living in the Midbar, the right Kodesh Baruch Hu took care of us, and all the great nisim, but rather the Pesuk Zion says, Ki einechem haroyes eis kol maisi Hashem ha-godla sheroso. But you, Dor HaMidbar, you're the generation, you're the ones that saw all the great nisim that Kodesh Baruch Hu did. So in other words, that's what the Kli Yoker says. This first pasuk of V'yatam is right now you. This Dor HaMidbar, you're the Dor that saw all the great nisim that happened to Klai Yisrael, and you had a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu. So for such a Dor with such great nisim opening up your eyes and seeing the greatness of Hashem, it's very easy to do the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And the pshat is, what does it have to do with the future generations? The Chur, the Torah, talking to even us also now? Our generation also now has to have this mitzvah of Yira, and it's easy. And the pshat is, it's a koyach of Yerusha. In other words, our fathers, the Dor HaMidbar, for that Dor, it was an easy mitzvah. Since they had Moshe Rabbeinu, they saw all the great nisim, they were able to see the greatness of Hashem, it was easy for them to have the Yiras Hashem. Now, once our fathers, it was a Nishrash, a Shervish, a root in them to have Yiras Hashem, to give over this Yira from generation to generation is an easy thing. To teach your children to go on your derech, if you have the right way, and you show your children the right way, it's very easy for them to accept it. If you don't have the right way for them to get it, it's a hard thing. But if the first generation of Dor HaMidbar by them was easy for them to have this mitzvah of Yira. So from now on, every generation afterwards, there's a mitzvah chinuch. There's an Indian say that the psukim say, keep your children on the right derech. Teach them, like the Pasuk of Mishlei says, chanoich l'nar al pi darkei. Teach your children on your derech. If you have the right way, it's very easy for you to keep them also on the right way. So therefore, this mitzvah of Yira now, it started out, like the Gemara says, l'geit ha-mesh rabbeinu milsas utrasahi. For mesh rabbeinu it was easy. Hu adin for that whole Dor HaMid was also easy. Once was easy at one time, to say there was an easy mitzvah to give over from generation to generation. And that's to say that part of the Indian of the mitzvah, the Torah chazed over a few times, of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, to say that the Pasuk says, keep on telling over your children all the nisim that happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Torah says a kama the kama times in the Torah. And it's for this reason, that this Ikka mitzvah we have is, like Lashon says, the only time the Torah says such a Lashon like this. Mo Hashem lekech Hashem imoch. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? The main thing that Hashem wants from us is to have Yiras Hashem. And if we have Yiras Hashem, from that, the Gemara says, that's the key to everything. That's the terrace to the first question we ask. It starts off with like nothing, only Yira, and then it goes on to do everything. Lechaz v'drachav, li'avah, to have Yira, to love, to fear, to worship, to serve Hashem. The terrace says that the key to everything is to have Yiras Hashem. If a person has Yiras Hashem, then he himself fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easy for him. That's his whole desire in life, is to do the drachim, to do what Hashem wants. So everything else follows from the first yisoid, the first sherish root of to have Yiras Hashem. So we have to put the Yiras Hashem into us, into our children. That's why the Torah repeats over and over, comma times, Zech L'tzias Mitzrayim, Dinyin of Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim, telling over the stories to our children. Like the Torah says here, if you see it and visualize like this Dor HaMidbar, the Dor that saw the Nisim themselves, for them it's very easy to have this mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And we're speaking, the way you give it over from generation to generation is you teach your children, tell them also about the great Nisim, even though they didn't see it. But if they have Adracha from the father that saw it, understands it, gives it over to his son, he can make it as if his son also actually sees it. Like we say, Dashim, we say by Pesach B'Nayit, there's a chayv upon every one of us to feel Pesach by night as if we went out of Mitzrayim, which means, as the Rambam says, we have to visualize the nisim that happened then, And if a person visualizes and sees the Nisim, then this Ikar Sherish, this mitzvah of Mo Hashem Lakev Hashem Yimach, like what does Hashem want from us? The only thing Hashem wants from us, the root to everything, is Yiras Hashem. And if we'll visualize these Nisim that happen by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a Milsa Zutvasi, it's an easy thing to have this mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. I still remember when I was in Yeshiva, by my Menahel, Rav Kagan Zatzal, used to say, a Thursday Drosh maybe, that he used to tell the Bochrim, that Mo Hashem Lakechol, what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want from us? Like, what does he want from Yeshiva Bochrim? The Mo is 45. Like, what does Hashem want? He wants the 45 hours from Friday, 12 o'clock, until Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning. In other words, usually Yeshiva Zen, 12 o'clock Friday, and you have off until Sunday, 9 o'clock in the morning. So those 45 hours, in other words, your free time, the time you don't have your Rebbe looking after you, the time you're on your own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you also to keep your free time also in Yiras Hashem, doing the mitzvahs, learning the Torah. And like we're saying, like the Yiras Shamayim, that's the Sherish, that's the root. Really, it's the Gemara and Shabbos like that, and the Lamed Aleph from the days that the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechden, Mishum Rabbi Loza, Ein Loi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alomoi Ela Yiras Shamayim Belvad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has in this world, in other words, his main thing that he wants in this world is Yiras Shamayim. Shenemlat, like this pasuk says, Mo Hashem Lakech Hashem Yimach, Kiyim LeYiras Hashem. V'chsev, the pasuk in Iyev says, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma. Shkein B'loshin Yivoni, Kairin LeAchas Hein. As the main part of Yiras Hashem is Chochma. The main part of the Chochma is Yiras Hashem. Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chochma. Other places it says, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of learning of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. I once heard that the pshat is that here that Widashin, that Hein Yiras Hashem, Hi Chochma. Yiras Hashem is Chochma. Chochma through here means the Torah. In other words, the yisod of the Torah, really, the yisod of learning Torah, of the Tariyag Mitzvahs, is to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's what the Torah is. We want to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What are the mitzvahs? Of course, there's the mitzvah of Limud. But the mitzvah of learning is Amanas Lassus in order to do the mitzvahs. In other words, we want to know what the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And Yiras Hashem, that's the Ikar Ratzon Hashem. The main Ratzon, the main will that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, the yisod, the foundation from everything, is to have Yira Tefira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Aschola. The Gemara says, like, say the Gemara talks in Shabbos there, that if you have Yiras Hashem, it's good, then you can sit down to learn Torah. But if you learn Torah without Yiras Hashem, the Gemara says it's worth nothing. The Gemara says, Lashon, you're better off not learning it altogether. And the Gemara gives an example there, that if somebody says, buy me the fruits, but I want you to buy me the salt that preserves the fruit. So the person comes back and said, I got you the fruit, but I couldn't find the salt that preserves the fruit. The person said, if so, I don't need the fruit altogether. That's the example. If you learn Torah and you don't have Yiras Shamayim, you're better off not learning Torah. In other words, if you learn Torah without Yiras Shamayim, you come to come out with the wrong sock. You tell people the wrong thing. You have the wrong hashkafam. You're better off not knowing it. Because the Yisoid is, like we say now, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. If you have Yiras Hashem, that's the first stage that starts you off on the right track. Like we're saying, the Yisoid of Limud HaTorah is to know what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. If you have Yiras Hashem, then you're Nageya, then you're interested in knowing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from us. But without Yiras Hashem, you're not there to know what Hashem wants. You're only there to know what you want. And what you want to say, that's what you'll say. And you'll put it into the Pesukim, you'll put it into the Torah. Therefore, it's better off not learning it. Then the Pasuk Tezayin says, Umalten eis orlat levavchem, to circumcise the orla of your lev, the orpechem loisak shavoit. And you won't have any stiffness anymore. Don't like have stiffness, don't have questions anymore. The Parshim say the Pshat is now that Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael should have Yiras Hashem. The Pasuk is telling us how can we have Yiras Hashem. The way we can have Yiras Hashem is only if first we take away the Yetzirah from us. We take away our kashas we have, our stiffness. The fact we don't want to listen. If we take away these mechitzas, these walls that stop Yiras Hashem coming in, then we can have the Yiras Hashem. Because you just have to stop the Yetzirah from affecting upon you, and mainly you'll have the Yiras Hashem. So interesting, the Unkla says here, the Savad Yas Tipshus Libchem. Take off the Tipshus of your heart. In other words, a Tipish means a fool. In other words, really, if a person has any real Chochmah, real honesty, he'll be able to see the Emes, the truth, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and that Yiras Hashem, that's the Yikr. The only reason why we don't see that, we don't do the mitzvahs, because we have some tipshus, we have some foolishness in us that does not let us see the emes. So in order to see the emes, to become a real Yirei Hashem, the pasuk is just saying, take away the tipshus of your lev, the foolishness you have inside you, and memela, then you'll be able to see the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you'll have the Yirei Hashem. Like Rabbi Chaim Shalevitz Tzal used to say, it says about Shmuel Hanavi, that his mother was mispala for him, that she wanted an ish benani, a ish ben amin. She wanted a normal person. Chazal say she dashin loy chocham v'loy tipesh. She davened to Hashem, Shmuel's mother, I don't need a son to be a chocham, but as long as he's not a tipesh, loy tipesh, he should not be a fool. And here Rabbi Chaim used to say that if a person is not a tipesh, if you're not a fool, right away you'll be a Shmuel Hanavi. Like we're saying now, Psham Yuklis here, that the reason why we don't shtai gois is because we have tipshus, we have foolishness in us. It does, we don't let ourselves see the emes. We don't let ourselves become in dovik, in having yiras Hashem. If we would omaltem es olas lavavchem, and like Yuklis says, if you take away the savdun yas tipshus libchem, if we'll take away our foolishness from our heart, and then we'll be able to see the claw, the emes, the truth, right away a person will become a Shmuel Hanavi. That's the way to be zeichet to be al mo Hashem lekecha Hashem l'moch kiim liyiras Hashem lekecha. That's the way to come to have the yisharish of yira, and from that you come to do all the Torah, all tarjag mitzvahs. Then pasuk yutes is vahavtem es ager. There's a mitzvah sesay to love a ger ki gerim ayisim beretz Mitzrayim, because you are also a ger in Mitzrayim, and something a mum that you have, don't look upon other people. So in other words, there's a special mitzvah to come to love gerim. Then the pasuk says, "Es Hashem lekecha tira." Again, the mitzvah says, "Say to fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Oy soy savod, we should serve Him. Uvoy sidbot, and we should cleave to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uveshmoyti shaveya, we come to swear, we should swear by His name. There's a short pasuk, but we learn that a lot of inyanim from this pasuk. First of all, the mitzvah of yiras Hashem. Secondly, oy soy savod vidashin is a mitzvah says, "Say to daven." Ezel avoid the sheet ze tefillah. Learn out the oisoi savod is a mitzvah tefillah to daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Uvoy sidbuk is a mitzvah of being dovek, being cleaved to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It means going after the midas of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachu mafatu rachim. The mitzvah to be dovek, to be attached to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to learn from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midas, the yud gimel midas from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the way Hakadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum. That's the way we're also supposed to be. So from the Uvoy Sidbuk, we learn how to be cleaved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go after His good midas. And the pshat is that we are created b'tzelem elokim also Adam. We have a tzelem elokim in us. A tzelem elokim means we have the power to do the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the good midas. Like Kama Maisim in Chazal and the Gemara Maisim, that the Gemara says Tamoyim learned it from the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the Sefer Achinuch brings down all these mitzvahs lalocha, mitzvahs tof lamadbeza brings down the mitzvah liyiro me'akodesh baruch hu, the mitzvah of yiro sashem, like the pasuk says, es Hashem lekecha tira, and he says this is a mitzvah that's noig b'chol mokma, b'chol zman, b'chol odom, and it's one of the mitzvahs of tmidis. The means shelo yiposek chiyuva mi'al odom li'erlam, afilu reg echad. That even for 1 second, you should not stop thinking about this mitzvah of yiro sashem. Then the next mitzvah the Chinuch brings down is La'avod Hashem Yizbarach b'tfila b'chol yom. There's a mitzvah every single day to daven to Hashem. But the pasuk says Oisoy Savoid. It says it another time. The pasuk says V'yavartem Eis Hashem Olakechem. V'yoisoy Savoid. And we dashin Liyovde b'chol avavchem. Now we know it's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban, that the Rambam learns it's a mitzvah essay to daven at least once a day. There's a special mitzvah to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a day. The Ramban, however, learns that there's not a mitzvah essay to daven once every single day, but the mitzvah here is that any time you have problems, tzoros, you have a mitzvah to daven to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Oisa Isavi. With the Rabbanan, there's a chiyah to daven every single day, like we have 3 tefillahs a day. Then the next part of the pasuk, Uvoy Sidbuk, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chinuch brings down the mitzvah Tofla Medalid, that he learns it is Lehidovek B'yodei HaTorah. To cleave to Talmidei Chachamim, to people that know the Torah. He says, there's a mitzvah to become close to Talmidei Chachamim. Kidei shenilmad mehem mitzvoisel v'nechvodos, to learn from them how to do the mitzvahs. And they'll teach us the right way. And be al zeh nemar, this the pasuk says, uvoy sidbot, This is the way we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other places it says, L'dovka boy. And the Yomer of Zechron L'Brocha, the Gemara in Ksuba says, V'chi efshele liyodom lidobik v'shchino. Could a person become attached to the Shechino? V'oksir by the Pasuk says, Ki asher molokecha eish oichlu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire, you can't become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, that we mean to be dovka boy, uvoi sidbuk means, elihidobek l'talmidik hachomim. You should be close to Talmidei Chachamim. And by being close to a Talmidei Chachamim, that's the way you be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because a Talmidei Chachamim will teach you the drachim, the derech, what Hashem wants. He'll teach you midas tovos, he'll teach you how to do the mitzvahs, and that's the rotzon Hashem. And the more we mekayim the rotzon Hashem, that's the way we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then at the end of the parsha, it talks about Kriya Shema, the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Hayoim means like today. Every day we do mitzvahs, it should be like kilu hayoim nitno. It's something new and new ischachis. Liavos Hashem lekechem, to love Hashem, liyovda b'cholavavchem. Again, which Chazal darshan, it also means mitzvahs tefila. Eizel avoyde shi b'leiv, hevayoim izu tefila, a mitzvah to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or b'chol nafshecha, with our whole heart also. And here it doesn't say b'chol moedecha. The second parsha doesn't say b'chol moedecha. Some of us want to say, since in this parsha is talking about tefillah of davening, tefillah is something we cannot do with money. Tefillah is something you can do with your lev and with your nefesh, not with mammon. Therefore, here it does not say b'chol moedecha. Now we know the Gemara in Bracha says that lomo kodmu parsha shema. V'vohoyim Shemoya. How come first the parsha Shema, then the second parsha V'vohoyim Shemoya? Today she kabel olav olam alcha Shemayim tchila v'yakakach kabel olav ol mitzvahs. That first there's such a thing of Shema Yisrael Hashem Kenu Hashem Echod, the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to accept upon itself the olam alcha Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, which means to have yira, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the second parsha goes into the olav mitzvahs, they're actually doing the mitzvahs itself, which is a second stage. After we accept upon ourselves the old Malchus Shemayim, now we have to know how do we do the Avodah to Hashem. We have to do the mitzvahs. And Chazal dashes from here, V'hoyu im Shemoya tishmu. Rashi says, im Shemoya biyoshin is tishmu b'chodesh. V'chein im Shachaya tishkach. That if you're going to learn what you learned already, the old stuff, then you'll be able to learn new stuff. In other words, it's a partial yisoid of Chazara. That when you learn something once, it's not enough. You have to be able to learn a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Don't always feel I'd rather learn something new than something old. If you learn the old stuff and really know it well, then one and one adds up to two. Then you can continue on learning. But in Indian of to Chazorah, to review what you learned, to make sure you know it clearly, then you go on further. Then the Pasuk says, Hishomru lechem, you should watch yourself, pen yifte levavchem. That maybe your heart will mislead you. Yifte levavchem, it doesn't mean you'll actually do averis. It just means in your heart, sometimes you'll have bad thoughts, you'll think bad things, and because of little bad thoughts, little of misleading, you'll end up doing terrible things. Suppose now telling us to be very careful, even the pitui halev, just what enters your heart, not to have bad thoughts. And then at the end it ends off, v'limadatem oisam, et v'nechem adabebom, teach your children to learn in Torah, to talk in Torah. Here we dash into mitzvah sefer, to say Kriya Shema twice a day. The mitzvah have mezuzahs on your house. Mitzvah, I just got finished a special tape about Hilchos Mezuzah, if anybody's interested. Then the Pasuk ends off, will be on a special tape by itself. The Pasuk ends off, L'man yirbu yimeichem v'mei v'neichem al ho'adomo, asher nishba Hashem la'vaseichem, los eslem k'nei ha'shamayim al oretz. That you'll have an arichas yomim al ho'adomo on Eretz Yisrael. We know the famous Gemara in Brachis, when Rabbi Yechonin saw an older person, he wondered and said, how come there's an older person in Bavel? The Apostle said, you'll have an Arichas Yomim Al Ha'adamah. In Eretz Yisrael, you'll have a long life. And here Rabbi Yechonin saw an older person in Bavel. The Gemara answers, since he was Mashkim Omariv, he came early to Shul and stayed late at Shul. That's why he lived a long life. So the question is, but still he's not in Eretz Yisrael. And the Teres Mefarshim say is, the Chazal said that Asidim Hakadosh Baruch Hu La'akir Botik Nesias the Botik Midrashim Le'arot Yisrael. That by Moisa Mashiach the Botik Nesias, the shuls and the Botik Midrashim will be uprooted and go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Pshat is right now in every basic Knesset, every basic Medrash, there's a kedusha there of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since this older person who stood a lot in the Beis HaKnesses, he was there early and there late, it was considered like he was living in the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, therefore he was zeichet to have an Arichas Yomim. And then the Pasuk ends off, Kimei HaShemayim Aloritz, that the days of the heaven is upon the earth, which really means that on this world, a tzaddik thinks about Olam Haba, he thinks about what's doing in Shemayim, he realizes that there's a soif, this world is not the end, Olam Hazeh Adam L'Proiz L'Fnei Olam Haba, he's going to come into HaShemayim. So Kimei HaShemayim Aloritz, even on this world, on the Oritz, you should also feel and live a life of Kimei HaShemayim. All right, we'll stop here.